This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
From sea to shining sea, from Florida to California, a new reader today for episode 580.
Hi.
Hi there. And you must be Anna.
Yes.
Do you pronounce your name Anna or Anna?
Either one.
What do your mom and dad say?
My mom calls me Anna and my dad calls me Anna.
Oh my goodness. So I can go either way then, I guess, just like you said.
Yes.
Okay. Well, very good. I think I'm going to go with Anna. I think I'm going to go with Anna.
Okay.
So how are you, Anna?
I'm good.
Good. How old are you?
I'm 10. I'm turning 11.
Oh, you'll be turning 11. So, in what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade. I'm going to be in fifth grade this year.
Okay. Yeah, after in September. So, has the summer been going okay for you?
Yes.
What have been some of the things you like to do?
Well, I'm going to my friend's birthday party. It's a masquerade ball birthday party at 2.
It's a masquerade birthday party?
Yes, masquerade ball.
And so you're dressing up?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to wear a polka-dotted dress with fancy shoes, because that's what my friend wanted. A long dress with fancy shoes.
Okay. Very cool.
Yes.
So, Anna, so what church do you go to out there in California?
St. Andrew's.
St. Andrew's. And where is that?
In Riverside.
Oh, very nice. St. Andrew's in Riverside, California. So I'm excited to have you reading on the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids.
Me too.
Have you been listening for a while?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Oh, okay. Well, very good.
And then I wanted to do it. And yeah.
Here you are.
Yes.
Are you ready, Anna?
Yes.
So, Anna, what will be our chapter today?
Matthew chapter 24.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 14.
Brilliant. Let's get started.
Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come."
Very nice, Anna. Thank you. Jesus talks about the temple that will be destroyed. Not one stone upon another, he says. And that is how it is today. The temple was destroyed by the Romans about 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. The temple was a complex of different buildings and sat on a hilltop. Jesus predicted it would be destroyed, which worried many people. And Jesus said that those who endure to the end will be saved. To endure means to stay faithful to Jesus, even during difficult times. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.